Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Republicans and Israeli officials were quick to express outrage after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer lashed out at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza and called for Israel to hold new elections. But VOA's Tommy McNeil reports that some political analysts say that Schumer's public rebuke is not that out of the ordinary.
The two sides accuse the Democratic leader of breaking the unwritten rule against interfering in a close ally's electoral politics. Schumer's stinging rebuke of Netanyahu was certainly provocative, but it was hardly norm-breaking. U.S. leaders, as well as allies, are more frequently butting into electoral politics beyond the water's edge. Schumer is perhaps the most striking example. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Increasing numbers of migrants are arriving in Ciudad Juarez, the Mexican city directly across the U.S. border from Texas, according to immigration officials. They say warm spring weather and the temporary halt to a controversial Texas law is driving the increasing numbers. VOA's Veronica Biafani has more.
Venezuelan Gustavo Rodriguez is one of many on his way to Ciudad Juarez, just across from El Paso, Texas.
I'm traveling with my son and a female friend. We are helping each other because she has small children.
The rise follows the suspension of a controversial Texas law that allowed police to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The U.S. Supreme Court extended a temporary freeze this week, pending review. Shelters in Ciudad Juarez have seen a 30% increase in migrants over the past 2 weeks. For Cesar Contreras in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, Veronica Villafañe, VOA News.
For more, visit VOA News. This is VOA News. Hunger soars and aid dwindles as gangs in Haiti suffocate the country, as Associated Press correspondent Karin Chamas reports.
In one of the shelters for displaced families in the capital, Port-au-Prince, hundreds fight to get to the cooked meals distributed by the World Food Programme. Jean-Martin Bauer, director of the World Food Programme for Haiti, told the AP,
"The baseline level of food insecurity in Haiti is 4.35 million people. It's a huge number for a country of 11 million people."
He added that 1.4 million people are just one step away from famine. Officials are trying to rush food, water, and medical supplies to makeshift shelters and other places as gang violence suffocates lives across Port-au-Prince and beyond, with many trapped in their homes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Protesters marched on London's Downing Street Saturday, forming the largest demonstration amid a nationwide event called Stand Up to Racism, held all across the country. Demonstrators came in the thousands, with groups from all over the country calling for an end to racist violence and extremism in all its forms. The Stand Up to Racism demonstration is the first in a series of events leading up to the United Nations Anti-Racism Day on March 21st. Here's one of the protesters.
"I was essentially blocked and barred from taking part in my university's sort of political life, in getting involved in sort of like groups and cultural societies. And it was all because I stood up for myself as a Chinese person."
Sudan's brutal and devastating civil war, which broke out between rival military factions in April last year, shows no sign of coming to an end. Millions of civilians have been displaced and thousands killed, according to the United Nations. Joseph Siegel, director of research at the African Center for Strategic Studies, says it is paramount that diplomacy be escalated to get a ceasefire and a negotiated settlement, and that citizens who so far have been sidelined should be at the center of any resolution.
"I am concerned about Sudan further escalating, and we're seeing growing involvement by regional actors, especially from the Gulf, primarily with the UAE. And these outside actors really don't have Sudan's stability or citizen participation at heart. And so I am concerned that we're on a track where Sudan will be a focus of regional competition through proxy forces. So it is very important that we escalate diplomacy, get to a ceasefire and a negotiated settlement. As part of that settlement, citizens need to be at the center of any resolution."